News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly visit. I have now to expand it, and I forgot to bring out the Auld Lang Syne, because is this it now, John?
Well, one more week.
Okay.
One more week.
John Agnew has been wonderful for the last couple of years. And, you know, I've been here just 2.5 years, so I came in at the tail end at Jason, turned it over to you, and now it's your turn to turn it over.
That's right. Yeah, I've had a wonderful 2 years as the PIO, and now we come like a double mint gum today, two PIOs in the room. So I want to introduce Officer Kelly McKeithen, who's our new public information officer. She's been with the police department for 12 years now, coming from patrol. Her and I were detectives together back in the day, so a great officer, and she went through a long process to get hired as the public information officer. So we grilled her, you know, put her through mock interviews, all kinds of things. She has a great personality, and we're excited to have her, and the department's excited to have her as the new PIO. So what do you think so far? You learning?
Yes, too much.
Yeah, she started yesterday.
2 days, and we were real 9:30 busy. At night.
Yeah, we've been working some long hours. Tonight we'll work some more long hours. It's National Night Out, so Kelly and I will be party hopping. We have about 19 parties registered in the city of Bryan. I know College Station in the county and UPD are busy as well. And I guess you, Bill, will be busy as well.
Yeah, I happen to live in an apartment complex that is sponsoring an event. And
very good.
Lots. I've talked to a couple of folks here on the fifth floor, and they have neighborhood block parties, and they're anticipating having guests. So, and
very good.
I think they're preparing enough food to feed all, so.
Yes, I have a feeling we're going to eat very well tonight, Bill.
It's a great event.
Kelly and I have been out. We did some radio this morning. We did television today. We're introducing her to all the media outlets, so you're going to hear her voice a lot more starting October 15th. So we got a two-week training period where she's learning all the ins and out and starting some building some networking. And then I will secretly slip away over to Officer
15th.
Yeah, it's coming up. Officer Ron Sassenberger retired after 22 years of service with the department. And he was in training and recruiting, and that's what I'll be sliding over to, is helping train in-house officers and helping to recruit and hire new officers at the Bryan Police Department. So a lot of changes going on. Always learning at the police department.
Same thing on this end of the microphone, too. Kelly, give us a little biography about when you started with the police department and how you've negotiated. John's mentioned you've played detective. What other areas?
I started with the police department in 2000, August of 2000, went through the academy. Of course, everyone starts on patrol. Patrolled a couple years and then went to detective, where I investigated white-collar crimes for a while, and then I investigated sexual assaults and crimes against children for a while. Then I was went back to patrol for a couple more years, and then now I'm up here. I've also been a member of the crisis negotiation team, you know, kind of like hostage negotiation stuff, but enjoyed my career, and I'm looking forward to the new challenge.
Yeah, I bet that was pretty exciting, the crisis negotiation team. So you're on call, and you go out right to critical incidents and help with people who are barricaded inside and talk. So you have specialized training in that area as well.
Yes, and always work closely with you on tactical team.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I hope the media is not a challenge.
I don't think it's the media that's a challenge. It's just all the other issues.
Time management. It's a busy job.
I don't think I've sat down in 2 days.
It's kissing babies and shaking hands, and I always mess it up and say shaking babies and kissing hands, but I say it too fast.
Well, that can get you in trouble.
Yeah. So, but it's a busy job. It's been really exciting. It's been quite a blessing, Bill, to see and do the things I've got to do while in a uniform in this community. And the Brazos Valley is just an awesome place to live and to work. And so I know Kelly's going to get to enjoy a lot of those neat perks and meet a lot of wonderful people from politics. Politicians, the citizens, mm-hmm. to just like going out tonight, for example, mm-hmm. and having some goodies and hearing the problems in the people's community.
Mm-hmm. And I grew up here. I'm vested in the community already. So
which high school?
Bryan High.
Class of
89.
There you go. Well, and I was just going to make an observation as far as John goes. As you move into training, I'm guessing these last couple of years, because you've had exposure to other parts of law enforcement, you know, talking about the public contact in other arenas. I'm sure there are some of those experiences you'll be able to relay along to those of of the department?
Well, you know, this community contact really helps us as we move back to patrol or as we promote to sergeant. This helps us to really make better decisions, understand how the community functions, and have better resources for those in need on the street. You know who to contact. You don't have to call someone else to make a decision. It just really ties you to the community better.
Any other expectations, Kelly, you have right off the bat? Because I'm going to ask John just the back end of that question. What things are you surprised about the last couple of years that you didn't anticipate?
Oh, God, I don't even know if I can answer that question. I'm an overload right now. So I'm looking forward to, I get to meet great people like you. I mean, that's the perks.
Yeah, that's one of the strangest things, Bill, about going from a police officer on the street to this job is learning how not to be a police officer, how to be, a PR person. It is very different because we're used to controlling the situation, making split decisions, you know, taking people to jail and ordering people here and there for their safety. And now it's, hey, does anybody want a sticker? You know, or hey, where are we going to lunch today? We're going to meet with these politicians here or there. Or we're going to go to this community neighborhood meeting, and people start to realize you're the face and the voice of the department, and it's a very rewarding position. And you have to kind of learn to relax, I guess, and just be you, just be John Agnew, just be Kelly McKeithen.
All right, very good. That takes care of our time for this round. We'll have some more.
Next week?
Some more teary eyes, and maybe by next week I'll have the old lang syne ready to roll.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bill.
The visit, and look for John and Kelly of this evening at your National Night Out Party. We're at 10 minutes away from 6, News Talk 1620 WTAW.